Okay. Or this is Teacher Ray. It's to ask for their opinion. You know, this is Joy asking them, inviting them to contribute. What would you like? Kind of thing. You know. Share a part of my experience, Teacher Ray. This is motivation. Motivation incorporate different type of activities, craft, group discussion, acting into the lesson. There cannot be too long of a gap between activities, otherwise kids will lose their attention and start chatting. Okay. That means you don't want to lose that momentum. You keep going. You know, if you have too long of a gap of rest, you know, you have to regather their attention again. That kind of concept. Okay. Get immediate rewards for listening and participation. This is reinforcement. Clear a chart, good behavior, and participation for prizes. Okay, this is the good behavior game. All right. Sorry, unfortunately. We don't have a video, which I would really love to show. I have it on my own laptop. If you want to see the video, you can stay afterwards. Or maybe we can open for some questions, if you have questions. Yeah. Anything you want me to clarify a little more? No, pretty good? Oh, okay.
So I have this
Janet. All right.
When it came to the time where we were going to do a game, and we were going to break them into groups.
Right.
And we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then we finish, right? And then, I don't want to be number 8. I want to be in group 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I said, well, you have to be in group 8 or you don't play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't budge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I can't get him out and I can't get him to group 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know how, what to do after that.
So,
I mean, I don't know, do I ignore him and just leave him where he is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the other behavior is, just ignore him. Like, oh, okay. So I walk to the other side of the room and just,
uh-huh.
But then he starts, you know, like getting the pen and starts marking the board.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you have to remove the distractions, that's the next thing, and
mm-hmm.
remove the eraser.
Okay.
And he starts crawling under the table.
Okay. Is this what we call it, a special kid?
Yeah. He's a sixth grader.
A sixth grader?
Yeah, boy.
Okay. Special kid means, does he have a diagnosis?
I'm not sure. I have a question. Does the sixth grader, is the inclusive class where all the sixth graders?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I do have a actually
diagnosed
high functioning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have to
say
an issue of what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
How do we, I mean, I do give the choices,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if they don't take either of the choices, then
I'm
like, oh, what do we do?
Yeah.
That's what I was stuck, you know.
Okay. So most likely, if you give choices, that's kind of like you try to give him, to get his motivation up to participate, right, kind of thing. And that's also sort of like an antecedent, like a prevention type of strategy you're using. So,
maybe he wants to get out of playing the game.
Okay, maybe that's the function of what he's trying to do.
Right,
okay.
Time, like we break off into groups,
right.
And whatever group he's assigned.
Right.
So
actually none of the group he will join. Actually, if you keep
him.
No,
because he wants to be in group 1.
Only one? Okay. Is there any other students that you know why?
I don't know. I don't know why he... Is it either the number?
Okay.
Or something. You know, I don't know.
Is it number one?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, in that case, do I just give in? Or...
Do you want to give in?
I did, because I'm very stubborn.
You know, I guess he should handle it a little differently. If it was me, I would probably just say, as long as he wants to join a group, you know, I will let him pick a group, and I will try to find out why he always picked group 1. You know,
that last night.
Just, oh, okay.
Not all the time.
Just that time?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not group one, sometimes it's another group.
It's always like, oh, my, it's always like, it's almost as if he always challenges whatever group he's put in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that maybe he wants to get out of it.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We have 2 more minutes.
Yeah, I guess you need some time to find out, okay, first we have an assumption, we have a theory why he wants to get out, right? And then the following thing is that we can think about what we can do about that as to, can I somehow modify the activity so he can participate in some way? Okay, if she tries to get out because it's too hard, the response effort is too high,
mm-hmm.
Or is it, it's not interesting to him, maybe I can make it more interesting. So you can think of along those three lines, you know, you can try to cue that behavior. Maybe he has a good friend that will help facilitate his behavior, and that means we can think of along the way of cueing the behavior to happen. So I'm trying to refer you back to those strategies and those categories and think about what we can do. Because at the time, it's probably kind of difficult because you have a whole class you need to conduct, right? Unless you have an assistant.
I do.
Okay, the assistant.
Right.
Then your assistant will probably come and supervise and help.
Yeah.
So you can get on with the rest of the activities. Many times we have kids who do inclusion who are in a regular classroom. They come with a teacher's aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, they really need to know what the child is doing, and you need to plan out what's working for him. Most of the time you just respond on the spot, you really are limited. Yeah.
Okay, so we thank Carrie for such a broad and in-depth sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Very hard on this one. I think she probably drinks more than 3 meals, right?
3 meals? Okay, I have the video here if you want to watch. Thank you.
I'm happy to record it back to me.
There you go. Yes. This is all you want, right?
Yeah, that's all right. All right.